It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to the Untold Story podcast. Today we have really a special edition for you. I'm joined by a man named George Lutz, who has started an organization. He's had it running for some time. It's called Honor and Remember. And they serve to publicly honor and remember every American fallen service member and recognize the enduring sacrifice of every family. It's a sacrifice that George Lutz knows all too well and all too personally. And it's a moment in his own life and his family's life when they talk about the fact that they joined a unique fellowship that goes all the way back to the families who lost their loved ones in the American Revolution in the pursuit of preserving freedom, protecting Americans from tyranny at home and then around the world after the American Revolution. So, George, I really want to thank you for coming to see us here in New York. And, you know, I think most of our viewers are probably familiar with the book that I wrote called Unknown Valor, which is about a family member in my family who was lost at the age of 18, Harry Gray at Iwo Jima. And you have kindly brought something for me to honor and remember his sacrifice and my mother's family's sacrifice as well. So I just thank you and welcome. I appreciate what you've done. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Martha, 17 years ago, on December 29th of 2005, you know, I got that knock on the door. Two uniformed soldiers came to our home and brought those very five simple words, right? We regret to inform you, you know, which completely devastated our life. As your family, you know, your family had went through way prior to ours. But that moment of notification, you know, destruction isn't a big enough word as what it does to a family. It just completely tears a family apart. And not just the immediate family, but the extended family. And it's been, I think the average is that there's 34 family members connected to one death, you know, direct connections. That's a lot of connection when you look at the tens of thousands that have given their lives for our country. But it put me on a path at that moment to decide, how does America remember? What do we do as a nation to bring that about, the fact that so many have lost their lives, but yet so many of us don't understand what that means, what that sacrifice means to each of us? And I thought, how do I create something or give a gift, if you will, so that America has a way to be thankful? You know, when my son came to me and he said, "Dad, I joined the Army," I said, "Are you crazy? There's a war going on. You could lose your life." And he said, "I know, Dad, but I think I can make a difference." And I thought to myself, wow, you know, what a mature man. I gave him a hug. I told him I was proud of him, and I told him to keep his head down. Well, I will tell you that every parent in America would rather somebody else's child gave their life besides their own, right? I mean, that's a natural thing. Before he died, I never gave any thought of it. But after, you know, it becomes one of the most important things for you to know what that America remembers, that all of those that have given their lives, those who are living under the freedoms that we enjoy, have a way to appreciate. And I didn't know that we, you know, Memorial Day is coming up, and I have found that through some studies that I've researched, almost 80% of Americans don't know why we have Memorial Day.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
So if that much of the population doesn't know why we have a day to remember, when do we remember? You know, we don't really collectively as a nation. So I hoped that I could reach every patriotic individual in America by creating a symbol by which our nation could be appreciative. Just a simple thing that we can say thank you. And so today, as you kind of prefaced, our goal was to create the Honor Remember flag and to make it our nation's symbol of remembrance. It's now been adopted in 26 states. Over half the country has accepted this as their state symbol of remembrance. But personally, as my goal, is to reach every individual family who has ever lost a loved one, regardless of generation, and say, we haven't forgotten. You know, 40 years later, 75 years later, whatever that may be, we haven't forgotten. And so today, thank you for the honor of me being able to be here. We have created a special flag. Your story touched me. Of course, I saw the piece that you did and the book that you put together and heard about Harry's story, 18 years old. You know, my son was 25. You know, he got to live a few more years, but 18 years old before his 19th birthday, you know, on Iwo Jima, I mean, he gave his life. And we need to remember that. We need to appreciate that, and we need to acknowledge it. And so the Honor Remember flag is meant to be personalized as well. And what I have here is a tri-folded Honor and Remember flag, and it's folded in a triangle only to match the American flag that was taken off the casket, reverently folded, respectfully put into a shadow box, and handed to the loved ones, you know, at the memorial service. But that flag is a reminder of a loss. This flag mirrors this fold one time, and once it's opened, it's really meant to be a celebration of his life and a remembrance of all of the stories that he would have. So I open this flag, probably the best way of showing it to you.
That's beautiful, George. Let me just see if I can hold the corner up here so that...
Where we're pointing it.
Maybe if you hold it a little higher, if you can't... There we go. So this says, Honor and Remember, Private Harry E. Gray, Jr., March 13, 1945, Iwo Jima. It's absolutely lovely, and I will make sure that Harry's sister, my aunt, has this, and I know it will mean so much to her. And you share something. All Gold Star families share the bond that only you can really know, and this is a treasure for all of us, and I really appreciate it, George. Thank you.
It comes with a certificate, and I don't know what our time is, so I won't read that. Do I have time to read it?
Absolutely.
It says, this Honor and Remember flag is presented with eternal gratitude and respect in memory of Private Harry Eugene Gray, Jr. With this flag, we honor this patriot's unwavering dedication and remember his selfless sacrifice. By displaying this symbol collectively as a nation, we humbly recognize the enormity of your loss and respectfully say thank you.
That's lovely. And I'm sure that every family that has received it, that it has great, great meaning to them, George. And I want to thank your son, Tony, for his sacrifice.
Thank you.
And he really ignited, your loss ignited something in you that has really created this amazing program. So I thank you.
Absolutely.
I thank you for that.
It is our hope that every citizen in America have a way to say thank you with a symbol that collectively unites
us. We treasure that.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
You know, I want to ask you about how people can get involved. What way is the best way for people to remember somebody or to be able to support or sponsor a flag like this for someone that they know?
Sure. We have presented nearly 5,000 flags since our inception.
You've been busy.
Almost one every day. It's not just me, but almost one every day. And we have a waiting list of almost 500 families at any one given time because of resources, right, and manufacturing. And so the easiest way really is to text the word flag to 71777.
And text the word flag to 71777. When we post this, we'll put that number in there as well so that people, you know, don't have to remember. Yeah.
They can go to honorandremember.org, which is our website. But that text number will show you a way to sponsor a flag, to purchase a flag for your own flagpole, or to donate. But it is my hope that every flagpole in America would fly this flag. You know, we have flags for everything, Martha, right? We have our U.S. flag, which covers our country. We have our state flags, our branch of service flags. But the one flag that was missing was an honor, a public honor, that allows us to fly all of those other flags, right? Those lives given so that we can fly the American flag on free soil. So this is such an important symbol that we believe needs to be recognized and flown, and a way to speak a message to the families. You know, those men and women aren't here with us, but their families are.
It's so special that you personalize them and that you put the name on there, because I feel as though, you know, when you see a name attached, when you go to the memorials in Washington and you see the names, that's when you start to realize that there's a person behind
Exactly. Each
of these sacrifices, and a family, as you say, in some cases that ripple is, you know, 36 people wide, yeah, who were impacted by that tremendous loss. Tell me a little bit about Tony.
Yeah. Tony was my first son. He was, as I mentioned, he was 25. He was very gregarious. He was a fun-loving person that just lit up a room. You know, me, I'm more of an introvert, but he can go into a room and he'll just shake hands and know people's names when he came out. He was married. He had two children at the time, 3 months old and 3 years old, and they're now 19 and 16. And so he loved who he was doing. He went into the Army later in life because, as I mentioned, he wanted to make a difference. 9/11 was an impact on him, as it was so many of our men and women back then, you know, who wanted to go out and say, hey, you know, use me. You know, I'm talented. He was a salesman. He was in an MOS. His job function was psychological operations. Mm. So he was kind of a marketing person and in sales and that area. And their mantra is win the mind, win the day. So he loved that kind of that mind, psychological mind thing, you know, where they go in and do the broadcasting, they drop leaflets and things like that. And so he loved what he was doing. He loved his country, he loved his family, God, you know, loved his God. And it's just a tremendous individual.
I'm sure that everything that you've done is a great way for his children to see how much it means to you to keep his memory alive and other people's memories alive.
Sure, sure. You know, the opportunity to meet with families, as I said, you know, almost 5,000 flags presented, and to, not many people know that many, right? The individuals who have lost loved ones, and it's that community that you don't want to join, you don't want to be a part of, but by default, you're kind of in it. And so the interesting thing is that to be able to meet these families and to hear their stories and to, you know, cry with them and hug them. But the most important thing, Martha, is that their loved one not be forgotten. You know, of all the families that I've met, you know, and there's benefits that are death benefits that come from, you know, from a tragedy. But really the two things that are most important to a family is that their loved one have not died in vain and that they not be forgotten. And so they walk around wondering who knows, who remembers, and how do they remember. When my son first died, I was looking to glom onto anything I could to embrace that would bring me healing, right, and bring me some kind of remembrance. But not finding anything was the tragic part, to be able to say, these families need something. These generations of families that are hurting and have been grieving really need something to be reminded that we don't live in a totally apathetic society, mm-hmm, that there are men and women that care that lives are being lost for their freedoms. So this flag is one way, to me, I think it's the only way, Martha, if you think about what we have collectively, right, to be our public expression of appreciation, our public expression of appreciation, because individually we can remember a few, but together we can remember them all. And so to me, it's a powerful punctuation. And, you know, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to make sure that these families, regardless of what era, you know, realize that we haven't forgotten and they can be a part of that.
And, you know, it's a personal legacy for you, which is a beautiful thing. I think that people will always remember this about you, that this is the way that you channeled your grief to make sure that other people's children were also not forgotten. And I would just encourage everybody, I'm going to do this with my family this Memorial Day, to sponsor a flag for somebody who wants a flag to remember their family. And you're talking about the fact that 80% of Americans don't even know what Memorial Day is. And I always encourage people, we go to this small, beautiful Memorial Day parade in our town every Memorial Day. And I would encourage parents to look it up. If there's not one in your town, go to one nearby, because you, I promise you, your children will sit up and say, why are all those people marching with the flag? And why are those men looking so somber? And why, who are we remembering today? So go to a parade and get together with your children, your family members, and sponsor a flag through Honor and Remember. And you'll begin to plant those seeds in your children to understand the sacrifice that begets their freedom every single day.
Absolutely.
So, George, thank you very much. It's really an honor to meet you. And thank you so much for this beautiful flag honoring Harry Gray and the other 5,000 that you have given to do the same thing for families around the country.
So thank you, Martha.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's my honor to be here.
It's an honor to meet you. Thank you very much. That's the Untold Story.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.